This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
All right, so Dustin, one of the sales guys that works for us, was downstairs. And Dustin's like me. He likes to play the lotto.
Well, scratchy
and,
lottos.
And I saw him buy a $20 lotto ticket, and I was like, oh, interesting. And then that kind of heard like he had already bought three of the same ones, so he had bought four in a row. Sorry, but this was going to be his fourth in a row. Had not won anything yet. And so I was thinking about it, and I just told Pete downstairs, I was like, I'll take the last four. I asked how many were left because I could see there weren't a lot left in the roll.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll take four. Because the idea here is it's really, really rare for a lot of the higher-end games, $20, $30 games.
Congratulations to you.
I live
in the $20 scratchy
lotto. In the hills of Wadsworth, there is some gold in them there hills. but so I was like, the odds of getting nine straight tickets that don't win in that are pretty improbable. And so just right in front of him, I'm like, I'll take the final four. I looked him dead in the eye. Just dead in the eye. And then he's like finishing scratching off his ticket because I think I got in his dome a little bit.
Oh, you didn't let him go to Pete and ask if he could get one.
No, not at all.
Because that would have been hysterical, by the way. That would have been really funny if he went to Pete and then
there's
Pete's like, they're
over there. $2 million prize is the top prize over here.
I need you to scratch these. Now, when did you have these planned? I need you to scratch these by the time we're done with the show.
I don't think I can do that because if I won the $2 million prize, I wouldn't quit because that's not enough. Like $2 million after taxes is going to be about $1.3 million. That's good money. It's not quit your job money, not at my age, right? But if I would leave the show for the day.
I'm okay.
I would kick open my door like Ron Burgundy, like in Step Brothers with a beard fully engorged.
For the show,
that's where I'd be.
For the show, I will chance you winning $2 million and potentially leaving, risked with the idea that if you get shut out, then Dustin gets the last laugh here.
But here's the thing. I don't care if you know that I win that kind of money. I don't want anybody else in radio knowing.
Oh, okay.
Because they'll put it on blast. But this is the worst knitting circle. I mean, the amount of rumors and innuendo about any one of us between all of us. I don't want people knowing I have that kind of money.
Do you think you get like lowballed contractually across the industry then, or what? Because people would know you like the money, but you don't need the money.
I mean, I might get lowballed just regardless. Okay, they just might want to lowball me.
I don't know what the downside is.
But do I think this would help me in my negotiations? No. No, I don't think it would.
I don't think it would
Nick,
either.
You know, you got to take one for the team here. We've heard you got $1.3 million.
Heard you had a recent windfall, as if they paid for that recent windfall.
But no, I would probably just pay off my house and then just put the rest of the money in.
Yeah, so I want to see you scratch it. I want to see what happens. I need this answer. Like, I need air to breathe. I need this answer.
I don't think I can. I think I would
Are you going to tell Dustin what happens regardless afterwards? You're going to tell him and like, give him a
only
text?
Only if I win. That's where the spitefulness comes in. If I get, all right, so I spent $80 on that. The rare time I will do this, right? If I get back, like, once we get over 200, if I win more than 200, or sorry, 200 or more, he's hearing about it. If I just break even, I mean, who really wins there? I mean, he lost $80.
You had no intention of buying this prior to him doing that.
I just needed my mega ticket.
So if you lose, he just cost you $80. The Spite play, the Larry David coffee store, karma. The Spite coffee store cost you $80.
That's karma. That would be karma. And if I win, you're going to hear about it for a while.
I need to know.
This will be my...
Like, you can't hold this for me for the rest of the show. I need to know if you win or lose.
Dustin was the Gentite on the... He was just constantly, the Browns should take Ashton Gentry. The Browns should take Ashton Gentry.
I heard about it today. I talked to him today earlier, and that's all he kept talking about.
This will be my version of Ashton Gentry with Dustin. Is every day it'll be like, man, those $200, they were so good. I mean, they just... Or even if it's more, gosh, the more it is, the better fun. If it's $2 million, are you kidding me? He might as well just quit his job now. I'll have the money. He might as well quit.
That's what it is. He might as well quit his
job. I'm going to walk in dressed in luscious furs with a pimp cane.
Yeah.
On Monday or tomorrow. I guess I could just do it tomorrow.
So we have a little bit of news from Adam Schefter.
Mm. All right.
I want the news sounder.
Ooh, look at that.
I got news for you.
Thank you. That was the perfect news sounder that we needed. Adam Schefter saying the Bills are signing former Browns receiver Elijah Moore to a one-year deal worth up to $5 million. He had Bills signing former Bills receiver Elijah Moore. He messed that up. Schefter messed up the tweet.
Oh, man.
Worth up to $5 million for Elijah Moore. That's pretty good money, all things considered.
Yeah, more. Hopefully, I'm right there with him.
It's funny.
He gets $5 million, I get $2 million. That's hopefully where we're going to be playing today.
I went on one of the Buffalo radio stations in the past couple of days to talk about Elijah Moore.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, tell us what you think about him. And I was like, well, he had a couple memorable games. He had the Denver game, right? Where Jerry Jeudy went for way more yards than him, so everyone remembers Jerry Jeudy being awesome in that game. I said 5 years from now, I won't remember a single thing Elijah Moore did.
Here's the thing. That's actually the better spot for him because he won't be expected to be number one. There's no expectations. And he's going to have a quarterback that can throw the ball to him.
Well, that's kind of like
it's
the
good
parting,
to be Elijah Moore right
the
now.
The parting
right?
shot I had in the interview was the idea that Josh Allen should make him way better than the bevy of quarterbacks he had in the previous couple years. Josh Allen makes everyone better. The quarterbacks that Elijah Moore had, it wasn't really a fair shake for him at all. We still never found out what that disciplinary suspension was for, though. That kind of got swept under the rug. He was suspended for a game last year, Nick, and we never found out what that reason was for.
Yeah.
Nope. Like, because I wanted to be like he was the perfect teammate. Like, people liked him. People did like him. I talked to people.
We interviewed him two years ago. He's a really good kid.
Remember coming from the Jets, though, that was part of the problem, right? Because he just was throwing a temper tantrum. And he wanted more playing time. They weren't doing it the right way. And he just became a nuisance. And then he came here, and by all accounts, he was pretty good in the locker room. He was pretty good all the way around. But we never found out what that suspension was for.
I also remember the Browns put the unrestricted tender on them.
Yeah, rarely used unrestricted tender.
Another team did that earlier this week as well in a way that I was like, I don't know what the hell's going on here. Why are we starting to do this? But that means Elijah signing in Buffalo will count towards the Browns' compensatory pick formula. Pretty significant this year because, have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? The Browns didn't sign anybody in free agency and lost quite a few people out there in free agency. So that's good. Maybe a nice comp pick in the future, right? Elijah was a second-round pick, so he played a bunch. Not very well, but he played a bunch. So, these things matter. But let's get a third-rounder next year. Give me a compensatory third-rounder. I need it.
It feels like that.
Yeah. I'm always jealous when the Rams get, 17 of them and the 49ers get 17 of them, and I'm like, man, where's my comp picks? That's a seventh rounder. We got seventh rounder and sixth rounder. I don't want any of those.
Okay.
I want a third, fourth, and fifth rounder. That's where your boy gets happy.
Well, you know, Josh Allen thought he was going to have a big offseason getting all these different pieces, right? At one point, the Bills thought they were getting Myles Garrett, and instead they end up with one of the Bosa brothers and Elijah Moore.
And then here's the other thing. Hopefully, Brandon Bean can stop accosting WGR show hosts.
It was that show that I was on, by the way. That was the show that I was on.
Huh?
And they made reference to it. No, it was
did
the day
you
after.
Lead to? Oh, okay.
I didn't want to poke the bear or anything and make a bunch of references to the idea that Brandon Bean just accosted them. But that's neither here nor there.
That's exactly what I would have done. Elijah Moore signing in Buffalo on a one-year deal worth up to $5 million. Man, a lot of people want to see us. Want to see me scratch these.
I do
know,
too.
A lot of pressure.
I kind of want to see you do it. Like well, as we as
is
we
just
kind of go.
You want me to eat bleep on it?
No, I'm rooting for you to win $1,000.
Yeah,
I'm realistic about it, right? Like, I don't know. What's your largest scratchy
question for our listeners? Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Lotto win.
Probably about $1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's still very good.
It's time. Those are rookie numbers.
I had a buddy of mine, I was with him. He won 10 grand once.
I take 10 grand.
The celebration we were in college. And
$10,000 in college might as well be $1 million.
I randomly was at the gas station with him, and I just pulled my car up, and I was like, "Oh, it's my buddy Josh. Great." Weird about this. Josh actually works for the Guardians now. In a fun twist of all that, but that's either here nor there. And he was at the counter. He bought a $20 ticket, and I was like, "Let me. I just sit there and watch." And he won $10,000. Man. And he instantly pulled out $300 and gave it to the cashier.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really nice. You know who I... So, my mom and my dad always played scratchers when I was growing up. I think my mom's due. I mean, my mom's actually had a lot of luck recently.
Biggest win?
I think she's been about a grand as well.
That's I kind of feel like if you play your whole life, you have to have something of extreme substance.
If I won $2 million, I'd be thrilled. Don't get me wrong. I don't think I'd be happier. Like, if my mom hit, like, a Mega Millions ticket for, like, 80, I don't think I'd be happier for anybody in my life. Like, my mom has not had the best financial luck. My mom's got a lot going on in her life. She's, you know, lost, you know, both her husband and, you know, her boyfriend, not at the same time. separated by 13 years. But I just, like, that to me, like,
thanks for the clarification.
I probably would cry if I won the lottery, like $80 million. I think I'd cry harder if my mom won. Absolutely.
I like that you cry in both outcomes, though.
Yeah, well, because your boy's going to get a little bit of that. I'm going to have a little. But no, mostly, I'd just be happy for my mom.
I'm not shy about crying, I guess, but I don't know. I don't know if winning $80 million... What kind of tears is that?
Do you sob? You are so full of it.
If you drop to your knees and start crying. No, I'd run around like a crazy person. I'm crying.
Oh, I don't buy it.
I don't think I've ever cried of happiness in my life. I can't think of a single time I've cried of happiness.
That's the saddest thing.
I cry when I'm sad. I'm crying when I'm upset. I don't think I've ever cried of happiness.
I cried of happiness when
it's not
the
an emotion
and
I have.
We're holding the twins for the first time.
I did not for my daughter's birth.
Yeah, first one you're still processing, but the second, I mean, just tears, happy tears. I've happy cried very often. You've never happy cried?
I don't think I've ever happy cried. I can't think of a single happy cry in my life.
Is this where we find out you're a sociopath?
I've lived great moments. I've had a lot of fun in life.
It doesn't sound like
it. I don't think
I've
ever happy. It's not what I default to. I don't default to a cry in those moments.
I feel like I've had a pretty middle of the road life. I've had a lot of good stuff. I haven't had a lot of great, 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 great things happen.
I mean, I guess great is relative. Like, I think having a kid is a great thing. I think getting married is a great thing. I guess it's all relative. But like, no, I don't think I've ever happy cried.
You didn't happy cry at your wedding?
No. Did you?
Yeah, I teared up. I don't know that I wept, but yeah. Vanessa's grandpa, Chuck, came up and read a very nice thing, and Vanessa and him have the same eyes, so he looked up with tears in his eyes, and I was just like...
I'll say this. I didn't think there was pressure. We had a little stand in the corner for my dad for my wedding.
Yeah.
And I thought like there was a moment where like everyone acknowledges it and everything. I thought there was a lot of pressure to cry in that moment. I didn't cry in that moment.
Now, I will say, pressure to cry moments, I clam up. That is so funny you say that. At my dad's funeral, I was reading something I had written for him and kind of like eulogizing him. And my sister was bawling. My mom was bawling. And I was just like, I'm dead inside. I have nothing. Now, I happy cried where we had a picture of my dad on the dais, the one step down from the final step at the church.
Yeah.
And I stepped on it, and the weight of my fat self.
You broke it.
No, what it did was it was on a pedestal, and it moved the pedestal. And my dad's, like, I just made a joke at my dad's expense in love, not out of like spite. Ha, finally, you can't talk last. No. And so it flips out and it right into my hands. And then I said, bastard can never let me have the last word. Mm. And then immediately got tears in my eyes streaming down my face from laughing out of joy. Because it was a funny moment, something my dad would love. I've cried happy so much. And if you don't, you're probably a weird person, I would say.
Well, I just told you I've never had that happen.
Mac, you happy
just
cried?
Told you I've never
Absolutely.
Had that happen.
Oh my God, Mac is happy cried.
I can't you've think of a time I've had
You see
it
what
happen.
His life is like.
I just heard laughs from
That's
the back,
just,
too.
Just mean. That was just mean.
If you're wondering What's... if I set all of that up just to stick it to Mac there, the answer is yes. That was in
Hell
no way personal.
Up. Hell of a build-up.
That was Mac, in no way personal. Mac, met with love.
What's the appropriate reaction if you Mac win $80 million in a scratchy lotto?
I'll probably lose my mind at first and then maybe get to happy cry a little
You
bit.
Are crying. Oh. You're happy crying.
Yeah.
All right, Jake, have you ever happy cried?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Jake eats a good sandwich and he happy cries, though. Like, I don't know that he is. I don't know that he's the judge.
That's meaner than the thing I said.
That's not mean. He's very... Jake.
At least I'm not a psychopath.
Oh, I'm man. A crier, too. I'm just not like I'm shy of crying.
It sounds like you're not crying. Much of a crier.
In the moments, I'm very happy. I don't know. Maybe I just soak it in too much. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I didn't
know this was such a universal thing that everyone just happy cries all the time.
Keith,
all these great happy criers.
I mean, I'm about to happy cry right now because Jake just swung for the fences. Oh, Jake usually is the one
Jake
that jumps
on,
me
he's
up.
On, he's on my side, usually.
Yeah, and that's what
See
makes
how
it
the
better.
The tables turn.
216-474-0092.
I think he's happy crying from laughter back there.
Jake B. has never happy cried. Does it make him a psychopath?
I guarantee you if I won $80 million, there's no tears coming out of my eyes.
It would be like an
I'm
episode
around
of
like a
Dr.
Crazy
Phil
person.
Where I raised a kid that wasn't mine for 18 years and I found out on national television. That's how hard I would cry if I won $80 million. I would call you, FaceTime you while crying, and also there'd be spittle flying out of my mouth. It would look like some sort of a... we're not going to talk about that. I was just going to say something else it might look like. 216-474-0092. Oh, man. Question is, have you ever happy cried? And another wild swing for the Cavs coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.